Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we feature thought leaders doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us. SmartEye is a global leader in human insight AI, technology that understands, supports, and predicts human behavior in complex environments, bridging the gap between humans and machines for a safe and sustainable future. Today's episode features a recent live stream event where I hosted Solmaz Shamir, SmartEye VP of Research Instruments. Solmaz has been with SmartEye since 2009 in different capacities. She's responsible for directing the research instruments organization and charged with delivering a sustainable, profitable business model there. She also leads global sales, product development, and product management, marketing, support, and ops. Solly and I had a quick chat about the fundamentals of eye tracking, applications in aviation, and how eye tracking can help improve flight safety through pilot training research and future aircraft design. Let's listen in to learn more.
Hey, and we are live. Thank you for tuning in today for this quick chat with our own Solmaz, VP of the Research Instruments Business Area here at SmartEye. Thank you, Solly, so much for joining.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we have a lot of exciting developments, content, events that we wanted to share around the topic of eye tracking technology in aviation. So I thought it'd be really wonderful just to talk through some of those solutions with an expert live. So to get started, Solly, for those who don't know you, can you provide a brief introduction to your role at SmartEye and what your experience has looked like within the aviation industry?
Of course. I'm responsible for the Research Instruments Business Unit. We work very closely with our customers from different industry segments to develop eye tracking sensors for meeting their application and industry requirements. Our goal is to support our clients in understanding human behavior and human and machine interactions. So together we create a safer world and more efficient operations within different industries. We've been working with the aviation industry since 2005-06, in the beginning, mainly within aviation research, different fields like HMI, human factors studies. And we have the pleasure of working with many amazing research groups within different entities like NASA, different airlines, flight simulators providers, and airplane manufacturers. And during the recent years, we've seen an increasing interest in integrating and applying eye tracking technology into the pilot training and cabin monitoring applications. We have done several integration with different industry partners in this field, and it continues to evolve. And my role is to facilitate our collaborations with our partners and also to enhance many more of the eye tracking integrations into aviation applications.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So to backtrack a little bit, I think you've touched on it a little bit so far, but can you explain the fundamentals of eye tracking technology for those who are new to the concept and why is it relevant in the context of aviation?
Absolutely. Eye tracking technology is a method that allows us to measure and analyze eye movements and gaze patterns. It involves using a specialized hardware and software to track the position of the person's eyes and determine where they are looking. This technology has become increasingly popular and relevant in various fields, including aviation. Mm. I mean, the basic principle behind eye tracking is that our eyes moving rapidly as we look at different objects or point of interest. And by monitoring these eye movements, eye tracking system can determine the direction of the gaze, the duration of fixations, pupil dilations, like many more data about eye behavior. Mm-hmm. And in the context of aviation, eye tracking technology has several important applications, like pilot training is one, human factors research, cockpit design, air traffic control, and pilot or cabin monitoring systems are other examples, basically. Overall, eye tracking technology offers a non-intrusive and objective method to understand human visual behavior and improve aviation safety. It helps optimizing pilot training programs, cockpit design, and enhancing our understanding of human factor in aviation.
Perfect. That's a great overview. So we've discussed in our content these wide-ranging applications of eye tracking technology in aviation, from air traffic control to pilot monitoring and training. Could you share some of the real-world examples or case studies that highlight its effectiveness in these areas?
We have several great customers and partners with, amazing applications. And I think in the coming webinar, my colleague Ulf is going to also highlight a lot of good examples within the aviation research. Mm-hmm. I thought to highlight about our recent collaboration with CAE that we have done with the recent, the past recent years. Mm-hmm. We've closely collaborated with CAE. Mm-hmm. CAE is the provider of the highest fidelity flight simulator and personalized training programs powered by AI. And we've integrated our eye tracking technology into CAE RISE to support them and the aviation industry to continuously evolving training programs through integration of biometrics to deliver great insights into the assessment of non-technical competencies as part of the competency-based training and assessment. Mm-hmm. We have some CAE flight simulators equipped with our equipments or eye tracking. Mm-hmm. And I think in the future, I can talk more about that specific maybe project.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously, safety is paramount in aviation. How would you say that eye tracking technology detects issues like drowsiness and fatigue and pilot monitoring, similar to driver monitoring vehicles, and contributes to the safety or enhancing the safety in aviation?
We believe that monitoring pilots in the cockpit via eye tracking increases flight safety and decreases human errors that leads to incidents or accidents. Mm-hmm. Attention, workload, stress, fatigue, drowsiness, and even actual sleep can be measured by analysis of gaze movement, head pose, pupil data, and eyelid movements. And a solution that can detect any non-optimal state of the pilot will, through sound or vibration or, any other actions, be able to, that can warn the pilots and even central locations to avoid potential damage and casualties. Mm-hmm. And what value we provide with our technology is substantial reductions of the operational cost for the airlines. Mm-hmm. The introducing of automated warning systems based on pilot mental state in the cockpit will certainly reduce and potentially even avoid incidents and accidents and save human lives in the aviation industry.
Awesome. So you mentioned that eye tracking technology plays a role in improving the interaction between pilots and aircraft controls. Can mm-hmm. you elaborate on how this technology impacts both training and future aircraft design?
Sure. Eye tracking can provide valuable information about how pilots interact with the cockpit and its instruments. Mm-hmm. It helps in designing cockpit displays and controls in a way that optimizes information processing and minimizes cognitive workload. And by understanding where pilots look and for how long, designers can create interfaces that are more intuitive and user-friendly that can lead, to a better and efficiency of the pilots operating with the instruments. And also, of course, as a result, is the safety, which is the main goal.
Perfect. So another use case in this industry, so out of the aircraft, could you explain the critical role that eye trackers play in staff training within air traffic control rooms? How will they contribute to safety in this environment?
Yeah, I think very similar to other training in here also, eye tracking technology can assist air traffic controllers in managing airspace more effectively. Mm-hmm. By tracking controllers' eye movement, it can help identify areas of high workload or potential bottlenecks leading to better decision-making and reduced cognitive workload. And this data also can help identifying areas for improvement and enhancing controller's performance.
Awesome. So our new ebook, so on eye tracking in aviation, explores the unique features of eye tracking and its successful use in the various aviation use cases that we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. What are some key takeaways from this ebook that our audience should know about today if they want to read more?
I think there are amazing use cases in the ebook from our customers within research and also from pilot training, which is great examples. But besides those use cases and the examples that where eye tracking can be applied, that we just talked about some of them, there is also information about how about the smart eye approach on how we do the integration work of eye tracking into different applications. That is also, I think, valuable to know. And I mean, all the examples and the information highlight the transformative role of the eye tracking technology in various aviation use cases, emphasizing on its ability to enhance safety, optimize operations, and provide a personalized and engaging experience for both pilots and passengers.
Yeah, and there's one thing I wanted to pull out from the ebook specifically, which mentions the use of remote eye tracking, particularly within a multi-camera approach. So how does this approach work, and what benefits does it bring to aviation research, pilot training, cockpit design?
Yeah, well, remote means that the cameras can be placed at the distance and often hidden from the pilots. And I believe in encouraging naturalistic behavior when adding a new sensor or technology to the environment. The goal is to support people and does not interfere with what and how they're supposed to do their work. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, our eye tracking systems are unique in the marketplace. We are the only one that provides multiple camera solutions that can pass two cameras, mm-hmm. and allows for also relatively free placement of the cameras in the complex environments, such as flight simulators or cockpit, where you have a lot of panels and instruments and buttons. And more cameras, of course, gives flexibility and supports expanding the field of view. And all of this, like basically a small footprint of the cameras, flexibility in where to put the cameras, being able to hide them from the person's view, all of them are the features that been appreciated by the aviation industry, specifically due to the nature of the complexity of the environment in the aviation industry.
So looking ahead and to wrap up, what would you envision as the future of eye tracking technology in the aviation industry, and what emerging trends or applications that we should keep an eye on?
Well, I believe eye tracking technology holds transformative potential for the aviation industry. By leveraging the ability to accurately monitor and analyze eye movements, we can enhance safety, improve operational efficiency, and elevate the crew and passenger experience. From pilot training, cockpit design, to fatigue detection and personalized services, eye tracking has the capability to revolutionize various aspects of the aviation industry. And as the technology continues to advance, we can anticipate its widespread adoption, leading to safer skies, streamlined processes, and a more enjoyable journey for both crew members and passengers, I believe.
Awesome. Great. Well, that's all I had for you. Thank you so much, Solmaz, for taking the time to speak with me. We will share the links below. Don't forget to check out our new ebook on eye tracking aviation and our webinar. And you can always contact us at any time with specific inquiries, seeing a demo, and that's always an option as well. So thanks again to Sully. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. And until next time, thanks to everyone for listening.
Thank you, Ashley.
I was really interested to hear Sully's take on all the different applications of eye tracking, such as the more unexpected presence in air traffic control training. It's exciting to see all of the content coming out on this topic and download the aviation ebook to dive even deeper into the role eye tracking plays in making the skies even safer for all of us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the Human-Centric AI podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes. We're also on social media, so please reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to share any feedback you have on the show and weigh in on the discussion using hashtag Human-Centric AI podcast. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.